I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Haiti's election stalemate is festering. If new ones aren't called by January 12th, the parliament shuts down. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says the riots have spread, but the story's a little different up north.
I think that we have probably the rain to thank for that. No matter how upset they get or how much money they're offered, there are those who don't want to go out in the rain. So I think probably the level of manifestations and capation will stay down as long as it's raining.
Despite the chaos, the ministry continues to go on because life goes on. DeHart asks you to pray wisdom and safety for the staff and for opportunities to share the light of hope in a dark time. Next, do you remember how Jesus was kind to the Samaritan woman at the well? He told her how her spiritual needs could be met. Christian Aid Mission is mimicking Christ's compassion, only this time it's with the refugees.
A lot of the conventional wisdom in social media, shorter is better, tighter message, reduce everything down to 160 characters, just doesn't work when it comes to the deep spiritual longings that people have.
Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous missions, is mimicking Christ's compassion, only this time it's with the refugees. In northern Iraq, hundreds of thousands of Yazidis have fled from ISIS. Pray for these people to find comfort and hope in the true gospel. And lately, people are asking, how should we use social media to reach worldwide audiences with the story of Jesus? Carl Muller of Biblica says it might not look like what you expect. He explains, Biblica is doing something different, and their Facebook followers keep growing at a crazy rate. You can find the full article on our website to find out what they're doing that's different. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address on the bottom, and you'll have up-to-date missions news every day. I'm Ruth Kramer.